You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It is the end of the year. A great time to look back and take in everything you have done and what might be to come in the new year. One lady who is maybe one of the hardest working people I know is Nikki Kelly. This year alone, she has organised and run the VIP project for young partially sighted musicians. She has been a volunteer brand ambassador for RNIB, running the iTest karaoke at Glastonbury Festival, and spoke about the experience on blog site BuzzFeed. Nikki was a roving reporter at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and is currently preparing the See the Funny Side project for young comedians. She has done all of this with sight loss, and she has started a new career after having been, rather unsurprisingly, snapped up by RNIB as a community facilitator. All in all, I am surprised she has found time to chat to me today. How are you doing, Nikki Kelly?
I am doing very well, Chris. Very well. A bit tired.
Well, no wonder. What a year. What a year. I mean, people will think that was a rather long introduction, but that's not even scratching the surface of what you've been up to this year. Before we get into everything you've been up to, Nikki, how are you spending New Year?
New Year, I'm doing something quite relaxing. I'm just going to be chilling with some friends, having a couple of drinks, and I guess with a smile on my face. It's been a really great year, and you know, there's been some massive lows, but mainly humongous highs. So I just want to celebrate that.
Absolutely. Anyone who knows you, Nikki, as well, knows that your smile lights up a room. So I'm glad you plan on smiling a lot. Whoever is with you this New Year's Eve will be very fortunate indeed. I'll raise a glass to you as well. We got to spend a lot of time together this year. I was working with you when you were putting together the VIP project. We were practically bunk mates at Glastonbury. And as well as that, we were travelling Edinburgh together as well. First of all, Nikki, how do you think your celebrations for New Year have changed since losing sight, if at all?
You know, they have changed, but I think it's more the fact that I'm getting older rather than in relation to my sight loss. So before, I used to go out partying and, you know, I'd go to a nightclub for New Year's Eve. And as I've got a little bit older, I just don't necessarily want to do that all the time. So I like to have the people who are close to me just around, have a few drinks, nothing too wild, because yeah, I'm too old for that.
I feel exactly the same. There is, it just hits a point in your life, doesn't it, where you're just like, okay, I could go out, I could be up till 5 a.m. and pretty much just be ending the night with breakfast. But you know what, I just want to have my nearest and dearest around me for a couple of drinks, a good laugh, and maybe a game of Scrabble.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is as well, hangovers nowadays last for about 3 weeks. So it's like, it's best to stay away from those heavy, bad nights for me.
I absolutely agree, Nikki. Now, we've listed some of the things that you've been up to this year. As the year draws to a close, what are you going to remember as the highlights of your year?
Well, there's been so many. You know, when you did that introduction, I was like, oh yeah, I did that. Oh yeah. I was like, oh. So it was really good to hear back what I've done, because I think you're just always working and getting on with it and thinking about the next thing that you can actually forget all the things you've done. But one massive highlight was Glastonbury.
Oh, tell me about it. How fantastic was that?
It was such a brilliant week, and iTest Karaoke was so much fun, and it was such a pleasure to be a part of that and obviously spend a lot of time with you and the rest of the brand ambassadors. Meeting all of you, like spending all that time with you, has definitely been a highlight, because I've made friends for life.
We knew it was going to be a fun time when we met up. We were the first to meet up in our travelling group, and everything was cancelled. The trains were cancelled. The subway was running late. When we got to the station, we were all sitting about for ages, but we never let the smile drop from our face, and we just kept ploughing on. It was rarely a chance that any of us ever let our energy drop, and if we did, there was someone there to give you a hug, to give you a pat on the back and tell you everything was going to be fine.
Yeah, it was exactly like that. We only met each other, I think, once before we all went to Glastonbury, and we just became a really close, tight-knit team, almost like a family, so quickly, and everyone was rooting for each other. It was just a brilliant set of people for a brilliant event.
and we will probably remember all the fun times. But there was a serious reason that we were there as well at Glastonbury. Obviously, as you've mentioned, we were brand ambassadors, but we were promoting eye health to all the revelers. And my, oh my, did we have a lot of people come in through the tent, didn't we?
Yeah, we had absolutely loads. It was just a steady stream of people coming up, finding out what we were doing, and it was really great to share the message of eye health. And it was quite surprising how many people didn't realize that they should be having an eye test every couple of years, and we got that message out to so many people, and I really hope that makes a difference to people.
The reactions sort of varied. There were those who'd be quite embarrassed by the fact that they'd not had an eye test for maybe 5 or 10 years. There were others who sort of had no idea at all that after school you should have regular eye tests. It was just a complete spectrum of people not really knowing exactly how often their eyes should be getting tested.
Yeah, it was a really wide spectrum. And there were some people that, you know, thought we were doing eye tests, which was quite funny. I remember speaking to one person there who said that they always thought their vision was good until they had an eye test, and they realised that actually it's not as good as they thought, and now they wear glasses or contact lenses. You know, from seeing us and from having a recent eye test, that's something they'll remember for life, which is great.
And we will too. We were very, very tired when we left, but it's a real sense of achievement, and we're both so glad that Eye Test Karaoke is still going on. It's going out and about around the country. So if it's coming to near you over 2018, make sure you pop along and find out what it's all about. Now, another highlight of your year also happened at Glastonbury. I remember while we were travelling together, a certain artist you were very excited about seeing and got to see at the festival. Who was that?
Oh, it was amazing. Solange Knowles, she is one of my favourite artists, and it was absolutely amazing to get the chance to go and see her, which was, I wanted to, from the moment I found out she was there, I just was so desperate to go see her, and I managed to get to do that, which was a brilliant highlight.
Absolutely. For those of you who know Nikki, or even regular listeners to RNIB Connect Radio, will know how important music is to our good friend Nikki Kelly. You can still hear on our Audio Boom channel Nikki's conversation with Kat and Kirsty, her two friends, where Nikki talks a lot about how important music was for her as she was losing her sight.
Many years ago when I started to lose my sight, so 10 years ago now, I was really depressed and really down, and a song by Mariah Carey called Everything Fades Away just really spoke to me in those low moments, and it just reminded me that although I was feeling pretty horrendous, the way I'm feeling is going to fade away and things will get better, and that helped me through so much of the hard times at that point.
And you can really hear it in those conversations. As I say, they are available on the Audio Boom channel. Just search for Kat, Nikki or Kirsty and you'll come across them. But there's such hope in those conversations. Did you enjoy taking part, Nikki?
Yes, I absolutely enjoyed taking part. And it was nice to just sit down with a couple of friends and, you know, just be really honest and open about our sight loss journeys and talking about the different things that have helped us through, and whether it's been each other or music or guide dogs or rebuilding your confidence as we've all lost our sight as we got older. So it was really great to have those conversations, and it was really helpful actually as well.
So you can hear it. There is a real sense of letting out a lot of stuff that before you might not have even thought would be important to talk about, but we get a real first-hand impression of how important these stories are when people who are blind or partially sighted chat to each other just about everyday things. You know, you put a voice out there for people who think that they have no voice.
Yeah, and that is so amazing. And we had a comment from one of Kirsty's friends who, you know, said that the conversations and listening to them has really helped him. And that was such an honour, because you just think you're just going through it and trying to get on with it and talking about it. You just don't realise that actually just talking about it helps others as well. And that's an amazing thing to be able to do.
Now, Nikki, as we've mentioned before, the end of the year is fast approaching, and for a very brief moment we've put the brakes on so that we can reflect on everything that's gone before in 2017, but you have a rather amazing project on the way that's taking place in 2018. It's called See the Funny Side. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, cool. So See the Funny Side is a comedy event. And what that is, it's over 2 weeks in February in Birmingham at a place called The Old Joint Stock, which is a beautiful pub and theatre. And week one, the participants will learn how to put together a 5-minute stand-up comedy routine by the brilliant comedian Georgie Morrell, who's also visually impaired. And then week two, the group will be able to perform their stand-up comedy routines to a live public audience.
Georgie, I've seen her most recent play, The Morrell High Ground. She's also contributed to RNIB Connect Radio over the course of 2017. Such a funny character, but such a people person as well. I can't wait to find out all the people who have applied to be part of See the Funny Side, how much they get on with Georgie. She's fantastic, isn't she?
Yeah, she is absolutely fantastic and absolute genius when it comes to comedy and other things, obviously. You know, she's just such a lovely, warm person. The participants are in for a real treat.
Now, if people would like to take part in See the Funny Side, are applications still open?
Yes, applications are open until the 14th of January 2018, and you can apply by email, and you can email connect@rnib.org.uk, or you can call our helpline on 0303 1234 555. And to apply, you need to tell us why you want to take part in See the Funny Side and tell us your funniest joke. You can do it in whatever format you want. And if you do want to do a video or record audio, you need to send us a link in the email and we can access it that way. So get your applications in.
Absolutely. And Nikki knows a thing or two about fantastic applications. She was the only one of us to submit a rather unique application to become a brand ambassador for Glastonbury this year.
Yeah, so for my application as brand ambassador, I wrote a song.
It was fantastic. What I regret, though, is while we were at Glastonbury, we did have a guitar. We were all singing along. You never sang it.
I know, that's, you know, I have to do a special, we'll have to have a reunion and I'll sing it to everyone then.
Otherwise, when we are building up to See the Funny Side in the next couple of weeks, we have to get you back on, and maybe when we get you back on for that, we can have your guitar close to hand and you can treat our listeners to your fantastic music.
Oh, I would absolutely love to do that. And, you know, as you know, I'm a singer-songwriter as well, outside of all the work stuff. I'm just in the process of recording my debut EP as well, which is really, really exciting.
Is that something else we can expect in 2018?
Yes, you can expect my debut EP. My first single will be coming out probably within the first 3 months of 2018. So a lot's going on and it's really, really exciting and I can't wait to share it with you.
Well, certainly make sure you do. We will love to play Nikki Kelly's debut single on RNIB Connect Radio. The girl doesn't stop, everyone, but hopefully, Nikki, you can enjoy yourself as you see out 2017. My guest for today, Nikki Kelly, thank you so much for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris, and Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year to you, Nikki.